This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witt. It's really great to be with you today. I think many people have wondered about this question. What does God's voice sound like? Maybe you've asked that question. And I think it's difficult to give an answer. What is God's voice like? Hearing God's voice. If you read the Bible, God's voice actually traveled a range of volumes and intensities. And that, of course, depended on what was going on. For example, have a look at Psalm 18, verse 13, sometimes, and God thundered, the sound of thunder. And after a windstorm and an earthquake and fire, God whispered to Elijah at the mouth of a cave. So, but what would be the nature of his voice if he spoke to you and me personally? I'm not really sure about that. We probably need to be willing to wait and to listen to what God says. In one sense, I think we all have to identify God's voice for ourselves because God speaks uniquely to each of us. The way he speaks to you may not be the way he speaks to me. And so we have to learn whether we're just sort of hearing our own imagination or not. It helps us to learn the things that come when God speaks to us. So when people have said, God told me this, we could say, how do you know? How do you know that he told you? And that's another very good question. And the answers, of course, can be very varied. Other people sort of can say, well, you know, I just felt that way. Or there was a combination of circumstances. Sometimes it is, of course, the Holy Spirit who gives a thought to us. The third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, he can stir our minds and hearts. And if he speaks to our mind, it's usually a thought that comes in. And it can sometimes shock us because we are not expecting this thought. You think, well, where did that come from? It's different from anything that we've been thinking about. And it's almost like, well, I couldn't have thought about that myself. Where did that come from? And all of a sudden we feel that, yes, that's the answer. So the Holy Spirit, it's a good chance that he can speak to us, speak to our heart. It's like a nudge that tells us what we could or couldn't do, or perhaps a solution that we hadn't thought about. So in the time that we spend time reading, there might be a good Christian book that you can read, and in times of prayer, God speaks to us, and he gives us his guidance. Now, of course, God doesn't fit into our formula, and I don't think we can predict how God's going to communicate with us. In John 10, verse 4, in the Bible we read, his sheep follow him because they know his voice. Over time, we can learn to recognize the quality of God's voice. He doesn't speak in fuzzy generalities. If the message is muddled, I don't think it's God's voice. It could be just our own thoughts. So we need to wait, you know, and just listen. Take time to hear what God says to us. There's a great verse I found in Isaiah 30, verse 21. It said, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Well, the simplicity of God's message is there. And we may receive his guidance. Do you know, too, that whilst we're often in a hurry, God is never in a hurry? The Bible says that with the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. God has been described as a light, and he's there. He's there to help us. He, of course, is there at all times. There are times when God asks us to do something, and we should do it. The Bible, of course, has an important role here. Do you know that the Word of God never contradicts God? Because the psalmist said, the work of his hands are faithful and just, all his precepts are trustworthy, they are steadfast forever, done in righteousness and uprightness. So in other words, what that means is whenever God speaks to us, he'll never contradict his teaching in the Bible. So if the message that you hear is contrary to the Word of God, you can be assured that it's not God's voice. It will always be in confirmation of what the Bible says. Well, dear Lord, we thank you today that it is possible to hear your voice, perhaps not in an audible way, but, Lord, in our own heart and mind and soul, you speak. Help us, Lord, to hear, and then more importantly, to do some action and to respond, I pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.